Tatzvi Simin Chaf, we are holding at Simin Chaf, which is Hafrashas Shumas Maisos Midavar She'eno Tevel. So let's see how far we get in Simin Chaf today. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes lists the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach and then adds that there remained just seven mitzvos for all of humanity until the times of Avraham Avinu, meaning the 10 Doros from Noach and Avraham. There were seven mitzvos. There were seven mitzvos for all of humanity, but then came along Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu was commanded in the mitzvah of Milah, so that was added in the days of Avraham. Yitzchak came along and the mitzvah of Meiser was added. Yaakov came along in the mitzvah of, what happened with Yaakov? Gidanasha, very good. We just finished Perek Gidanasha and the Daf Yomi today. Gidanasha was added. It is based on Shemos Rabbah, Medrash of Shemos Rabbah, Perek Lamed, Piskav Vav, and is quoted in the Chidush Haran to Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So Rav Soloveitchik explained this Medrash very beautifully. Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the well-known Machlokas, about the Jewish or non-Jewish status of the Avos Kodem Matan Torah. Meaning, very simple question, were the Avos Jewish? Right? Did Judaism start at Matan Torah, or did Judaism start at Avraham Avinu? Tzadikim, yes. Avos, yes. Jews, that's my question. Were they Jewish? So this is a major discussion. The Ramban al Torah, Parshas Amor, and most famously, the Mishnah LeMelech in his Sefer of Drashos, Parashas Drachim, has a long essay in Drosh Aleph that discusses whether the Avos were Jewish or not Jewish. And you know what the Mishnah LeMelech's conclusion is, just parenthetically? Mishnah Melech's conclusion is, it's such a good question, they themselves didn't know the answer. And they therefore had to be machmir for both tzaddim. So which leads to the next question, machmir for both tzaddim. So do all the mitzvahs, wonderful, great. What do you do about Shabbos? A goy she-shavas is chayiv misa. A Jew that's not shavas is chayiv misa. So what did they do about Shabbos? So that there are something like 15 terutzim in Rishonim and Achronim, in Rachronim, really, to figure out what exactly they did about Shabbos. This is not only a theoretical about, okay, but the Avos were very smart. They probably figured out what to do about Shabbos. They probably came up with the teretz. Well, my dehava hava? No, this isn't okay. That's the Mishnah in Horios, right? The Mishnah tells us that if you find a tinok mushlach, you find an abandoned baby. So do you assume that the baby is Jewish or not Jewish? So if you find the baby in an Ir Sheruba Yisrael, so you assume he's Yisrael. So you find him in Williamsburg, right? So you assume he's a Jew. You find him in Ir Sheruba Akum, you find him in Birmingham, Alabama, right? So you assume he's a non-Jew. What if you find him in a city that's half-half? You find him in Queens, I don't know. You find a city that's half-Jews, half-non-Jews. So now what do? So now he has the din of a suffix. So what does he do about Shabbos? So it's not only theoretical, it's not only a hypothetical, it's not only a maidahavava, it's actually a question of the maisa. But anyway, that's a famous discussion that Mishnah Melech has. So if Soloveitchik thought that the most correct answer to that question is to assume not that they were mesupuk, but that they were actually somewhere in between. That there is a gray area. It's not just Jew, non-Jew, but that they were part of a developing Judaism that had not yet been complete. What does Judaism mean? Judaism is defined by Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael is defined by Eschaivos B'mitzvos. Chiyuvim in mitzvos is what develops Kedushas Yisrael. That's evident from the text of every single Birchas HaMitzvah that we say. Why? What's the text of every single Birchas HaMitzvah? Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosa. Our Kedushas Yisrael comes through the mitzvos. So it follows that since the Avos didn't have all Taryag mitzvos, they therefore didn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. But they did have more than the original seven, and since they had more than the original seven, they had more than the Kedusha of Ben Noach. That's why it was a partial Kedusha Yisrael. In the center of Soloveitchik, that's what the Medrash means. The Torah is clear that each of the Avos received a Krisus Bris. And the Medrash assumes that the bris was, what does it mean, a krisus bris? To create an elevated sense of Kedusha Yisrael. But each of the Avos had it, because each of the Avos had a new mitzvah, something to add to that krisus bris. The ultimate bris, the ultimate krisus bris is Har Sinai, created Kedusha Yisrael for the entire nation. That's why each of the Avos needed a new mitzvah to have their own krisus bris, and ultimately their next step toward building Kedushas Yisrael, and that's why there weren't only Chayiv in the Sheva mitzvahs. Rabbi Chaim Marcus told me over Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel Marcus's first cousin, Rav in Springfield, New Jersey, told me that he was getting a haircut from his non-Jewish barber, even though the Gemara Nevel Dazar says you're not supposed to get a haircut from an Akum, but the Gemara says that if you have a mirror in front of you, it's mutter. So he's getting a haircut from his not right. You know that Gemara? Did we just discuss this? The Gemara says not allowed to get. You're not supposed to get a haircut from an Akum. So one of the reasons the Gemara gives is because he might murder you. He's going to be cutting your hair with a blade or whatever, and then. But if you have a mirror in front of you, it's fine, because if you see him go like this, then you know to duck, right? Then you know to run away. So it's helpful to have a mirror. So he told me, anyway, he was getting a haircut from his non-Jewish barber, and his Roman Catholic barber says, Rabbi, according to the Jews, am I going to heaven? So he said, well, Tony, I got 7 questions for you. So he started asking him. And he said, okay, this one's going to sound weird. Do you rip off limbs from live animals and eat them? Tony's like, Rabbi, what kind of person do you think I am? Barbarian? He said, the last one was a little tricky. Tony, what are your thoughts about the Trinity exactly? So he said, no one believes in the Trinity. Come on, Rabbi. Which he was surprised. Right? No one believes in the Trinity. Like, what are you talking about? But he said, that's good news. Good news for you. Then you're not even subject to Machlokas HaPoskim. So the 7 mitzvahs, and then each of the Avos had a new mitzvah because they had to help develop the Kedushas Yisrael. The Ravid on the spot argues that the Rambam should have said that Avram davened Shachris and was Mafresh Meiser. What does Rambam say? That Avram Avinu had what? That Mila. Yitzchak Meiser. What do you mean? Avram was Mafresh Meiser. The Ravid's arguing Yitzchak was not the first one to take Meiser. Avram took Meiser. The Ravaz explains, where did Avram take Meiser? Because, yeah? Malki Tzedek. All the Rechush from the Melchama, he gave the Meiser to Malki Tzedek. Kohen the, what is it? Kohen the Melech Shalom, Kohen the Kel Elyon. Right? So Malki Tzedek, he gave Meiser to. So why didn't the Rambam want to count that as Avram's Meiser? Why is Yitzchak the first one to give Meiser? So the Rambam didn't want to count this as Avram fulfilling Meiser, because Meiser really only applies to Gidulei Karka, meaning Meiser is to take Meiser from that which grows from the ground, whereas this was produced from all sorts of things, Karka and Metaltalim and Anashim, whatever he won in Milchama, it's all part of the Kibush Milchama. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches is clear that Avram acquired everything through Kibush Milchama, and he gave Meiser the way anybody who receives a Hon Rav, anyone who receives a massive boon, does from all of his newfound wealth. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha says that Avram wanted to be Mochel all the money, because he didn't want to be Nene Menagezel. Now clearly the spoils were mutter on account of the fact that he was allowed to fight the war to save Lot's life, and part of war is that you get the spoils, but since it involved a Maisa Gezel, even though there was no Isser Gezel, he didn't want to benefit from it. But when it came to the Chelek Kavoa, when it came to the part that's supposed to go to Meiser, that he can't be Mochel. Meaning Avram's choice was to be Mochel any personal pleasure from it. So, but instead of giving it all back, he said he can't be Mochel the Chelek Kavoa. So this is an interesting question exactly. How do we define Meiser? The apparently Avram's Meiser was Betoras, not Meiser in terms of Trumas and Meisros, Meiser and Gidul Karka. What was it more like? It was like Meiser Ksafim. Yeah, like a Dinyan Tzedakah when you give Meiser Ksafim. So that's an interesting question. Is that purely a din in tzedakah? The Raman Yardes in Resh Mem Tes quotes the Maril that you should do a Dvar Mitzvah with your Meiser money. But a dvar mitzvah with your ma'aser money, instead give it to aniyim. Ma'aser money is for aniyim. Don't use it to do other mitzvos. Other mitzvos is not for ma'aser money. The Shach over there in the Sifkat and Gimel quotes from the Maram Rutenberg that you can use ma'aser money for any mitzvah, that it's not only for aniyim. Apparently, what's the machlokas? The Ramos, according to the Maril holds Maiser Ksafim is based on Maiser Ani. It must be given only to Aniim. The Maram holds that it's a Shir in Chiyuv Tzedakah and not really related to Maiser Ani. And therefore you could use it for any Dvar Mitzvah, meaning you can use it to support yeshivas. If someone wants to give the yeshiva here money, that's that they're allowed to do that with tzedakah money. 501c3, not for profit, but aside from that, halachically, they're allowed to do it with tzedakah money. I don't see any starving children in front of me, right? I don't see any starving people. We're not poor, Baruch Hashem. So what does it mean? What are they giving tzedakah for? They're giving tzedakah to support achzakas haTorah, and that counts as tzedakah also. So if it's a din in Maaser Ani, so Maaser Ani only goes lani. Maaser Ani you can't give for achzakas haTorah. But if Maaser Ksavim is not a din in Maaser Ani, it's a din in tzedakah, then you can give it even for achzakas haTorah. You give for other mitzvahs as well. So the Ramah writes in Yerdeus and Reish Mem Zayin that it's usher to test Hashem, except for with the mitzvah of tzedakah. We've discussed this, I think, in the past. Right? You're not allowed to say, the Gemara says, Ha'omer sells the tzedakah almanas sheyichye b'ni, right? That my son should live. So harezu tzadikom. He's a tzadikom. You're allowed to make it conditional. You make a mishaberach after an aliyah. It's bavur sheh, and it should be that you give tzedakah. You're allowed to make tzedakah with a sort of bechanunin abazos. Hashem says you could test me with this, with tzedakah, but only with that mitzvah. And some say you can only test Hashem with meiser, but not with other tzedakah. So the Pischei Tshuva and Sivkat and Beis and Reish Mem Zayin writes that in Shelis Yaivitz and in the Shla and the Mishnas Chachamim they argue on the Rambah because you're only allowed to test with Maaser Tevuah, whereas Maaser Ksafim is just a din tzedakah which you cannot test Hashem with. Maybe the Rambah is Lishitaso that Maaser Ksafim is not midin Maaserani which you can test Hashem with. It's not midin tzedakah in general. It's midin Maaserani and b'chanuni nabazos apply to it, whereas the other achronim hold that Maaserani is a regular din, Maaser Ksafim rather is a regular din in tzedakah. Maybe that's the machlokas Rambam Ravid about whether Avram or Yitzchak was the first to do the mitzvah of Maaser, says Rav Shechter. The Rambam holds that Maaser Ksafim that Avram gave was just a mitzvah tzedakah, not a mitzvah Maaserani. So Yitzchak was really the first to give Maaser, meaning Avram was doing a mitzvah tzedakah, but Maaser Ani is separate, whereas the Ravid holds that Maaser Ksafim is midin Maaser Ani. So if Avram was giving Maaser Ksafim, that means he was already doing Maaser Ani, and therefore Yitzchak was not the innovator of the Maaser Ani. And based on that, Rav Shechter then builds on the next piece whether truma and challah are considered to be a davar hanador. So this is a little bit elaborate, but let's at least get the conversation started. And Rav Shechter points out that what's going to emerge from this conversation is we're going to find that the Rambam and Ravid are lishitasam. The Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Nedarim says that hatfasa b'neder needs to be b'davar hanador v'lo b'davar asur. Somebody who is matvis bechalas aron ubitrumaso is mutter because that's not a davra nadur. That's not, meaning matvis benadur means you say this should be like that, meaning I want this shtender for me to be like truma. So what does that mean? Does it become asur now? So what you're being matvis with has to be something that you voluntarily make asur. That's a davra nadur, not a davra asur. I can't say this shtender should be like chazer, because chazer is just a straight davra asur. But like hegdish, hegdish is davra nadur, right? That's something, I make something hegdish. It's not born hegdish. I make it hegdish. So the Mishnah says, somebody who's matvis, bechalas aron ubitrumaso, bitruma. He says, this should be like truma. It's mutter because that is not a davar anadur. Now, I would have thought that absolutely is a davar anadur. Why would I think that absolutely is a davar anadur? How does something become truma? Yeah, after me mafresh it and declare it as such. So, Rishon Rabbadur, why is truma not considered a davar anadur, considering that it's chal by kriya shem, by aflas hagabra, by me making it truma? It seems to be the very definition of a davar anadur. If you look up in the dictionary, davar anadur, truma should be like right at the top of the list. What do you mean it's not a davar anadur? So Tosus in the Dharm Dafyud Beis answers that since prior to the Afrashas truma, it's already asur. Why? It's tevel. And his declaration of truma doesn't create the isur, it just diverts the isur, right? It sort of condenses the isur. Right now, before the Afrashas truma, everything's asur, it's all tevel. Right? And then when I declare part of it as truma, what have I done? the rest of it is mutter, and now just that part that I declared as truma still carries that isser. So that's what Tosfos writes. It didn't create the isser when I was noder, when I was mafrish. It actually was matir the rest of it. And that's why truma is not considered a davar nadur. Truma is something that always was aser. Maybe that means that since we paskin like the Beis Hillel in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni in the third parak, that matano shelo hormu or kamisha hormu damyan, that even prior to being mafresh truma, it's as if the truma has already been separated. It turns out that all tevel already has truma and ma'aser in it. It's just that you haven't sorted out what's what, but it's already there. All you're doing when you're being mafresh truma is determining, okay, exactly which part is truma, but it already was truma in advance. So since your dibur isn't creating the kedushas truma, it's just clarifying where the kedusha already is, maybe that's why we don't consider it a davar another. That's the mahalich of Tosos. Now, what this relates to, I didn't see from Shachter in the footnote, I didn't read the footnote yet, but what this relates to is the big discussion we've had in the past about how to view tevel in relation to truma. Rav Yosef Engel has a couple of essays. Is the Isser of Tevel purely a function of Truma that's Me'uravba? That, why is Tevel Aser? Because in there is Truma. Or maybe you could even say the other way. That the Isser of Truma is not a brand new Isser. The Isser of Truma is the Isser of Tevel that just never went away. Meaning normally the Isser of Tevel goes away from the produce when you mafresh Truma, from the rest of the produce. But the part that's still truma is just a continuation of the Isser Tevel, which is an interesting discussion Rabbi Yosef Engel has about how the lundus of the relationship between Tevel and truma works. Now, but that's how Tosfos in Dharma says. The Rambam doesn't hold exactly like Tosfos as far as Matan Shel Hormu, but he does give somewhat similar answer. In order to be a Dover Anodur, the way the Rambam says, it has to be something that could sometimes be chal through a neder. It doesn't have to be something that's always chal through neder. Something that's sometimes chal for neder. For example, a carbon ola or carbon shlamin can certainly be brought b'nedava, right? Even a chatas in asham, chatas asham normally is not in nedava, right? I'm chayiv, I have to be in chatas in asham. Now, it could be that it's brought by volunteering to become a nazir. I decide to become a nazir. Now I have an asham nazirus. So now a chatas or an asham also. But being matfis bechala ubetruma is not a davar another, because those chiyuvim never come about as a result of a neder. What does that mean? They always come about as a... So Salvation explained in the name of his father that the Gemara in Midadav Memvav says that hikdish hu va'achlu acherim, if I'm makdish and someone else eats it, the guys who ate it violate, they get malchus for violating bal yachel, even though they're not the ones who declared it to be hegdish. What's bal yachel? Bal yachel devarim. You should not make your words into chulim. You should not, invalidate your words. They're not the ones that had any words. They just ate it. You contrast that with truma, where if a czar eats it, even if it's the guy who is mafresh it, he's not in violation of bal yachel. So if Salvation explained that a davar nadur is something that is nesar al yidei hafla'a and is now included in bal yachel. But truma, while chal al yidei afla'a, truma is because I declare it to be so, but it doesn't carry that isser of bal yachel in a zar eating it. So the Rambam was assuming this, but just explained why truma is not subject to bal yachel. Because there's no way to make truma through something that you are noter, because it only comes about after an isser tevel, which creates a chovas hafrasha. Meaning I can never just volunteer truma. Because if the item that I'm taking truma from isn't tevel, well then it's not truma. If I say, oh, this shtender, I'm not going to need it. I'm not going to be here next year. I don't need this shtender anymore. So I decide I'm going to rip off this side of the shtender and I'm going to declare this side of the shtender truma. Let's even assume I owned it, right? So is it truma? No, it's absolutely not truma. Why? Because the shtender's not tevel. Meaning you can't just make something truma. So it's not really a davar anadur the way the Rambam understands. It's only when there's a chiyuv tevel that exists that now you have to be mafresh. So one can ask that there seems to be afrasha without an isser tevel. Let's say a person is mafresh truma b'shibalim while the grain is still in its stalks. Because before miruach, before you smooth out the piles and re'yas pnei abayis, you're still allowed to snack on it. So apparently there's no iser tevel. And yet, if you're mafresh shuma at that stage, it still counts as shuma. So the Mikdash David explains that no, the din tevel really applies immediately. As soon as you pick the grain from the ground, there's din tevel. But only in achilas keva is asr with tevel. You're allowed to have an achilas arayah on tevel. You're just not allowed to have an achilas keva. Before miruach and riyas pnei abayis, it's simply not considered an achilas keva. And Rav Soloveitchik proved that point based on the fact that we never find that there's nisr drabanan where we distinguish between achilas keva and achilas arayah. Hey, you ever imagine? You ever have a basar b'chal of midrabanan? It wasn't cooked together. A cheeseburger, let's say, right? So you say, all right, a slider, but not a big one. You don't say that achilas arai, it's okay. Sliders are mini burgers, those who don't know, right? So it's achilas arai, right? So, but achilas keva, shomen agid, the gid anosh is nisadarais, right? The shomen agid, the fat that surrounds it, it's rabbanon. Okay, just a snack. Right? We don't find that by macholos asuros. We do find a little bit when it comes to, let's say, by mikra megillah. You're not allowed to eat before mikra megillah. Right? So, yeah, a snack. Many of the poskim say, don't rely on the Trumas Hadeshen and read the Megillah early. Better to just take a little snack before the Megillah instead of an Achilas Keva. Okay. But that's not about a Macholos Asuras Midrabanan. Where's the Ke'enda Oraisa of the Isra of Achilas Keva Midrabanan on Teva? Where do you find the Ke'enda Oraisa? It must be that there's an Isra Achilas Keva Midaraisa, but the definition of Achilas Araya on a Daraisa level is before it has Miruach Riyas Pnei Abayis, and the Rabbanan simply added more types of Achilas Keva even before Riyas Pnei Abayis. And that's the Ke'en Da'oraisa. So, okay, this gets somewhat involved, but what you do see from here is that so far at least, we're not there yet, but so far you see that the Rambam is a different Mahalik than Tosfos in terms of explaining why it is that Truma is not considered a Davar Anadur. Whereas Tosfos said it's not considered a Davar Anadur because it's already Tevel beforehand, so you already have the Isser. The Rambam just explained a little bit more that Truma is never, ever something that's purely voluntary. Because Truma is only an outgrowth of a chiyuv hafrasha. Because it's only an outgrowth of Tevel that already exists. You can never have Truma without, on a Doraisa level, without Tevel. So we just went through some of the dynamics of that. Why are you allowed to have an Achilas Arai if it's already Tevel? No, it is Tevel, but Achilas Arai is Mutter on Tevel. So next we're going to have to go back to the Ravid and see how this is, in fact, the Rambam and Ravid, Lishitasam, with the whole Avram and Yitzchak discussion. Wow, okay, we don't see where this is going even. How is this going to connect back? So Bez Hashem, that's what next week is for.